This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The front range could see more severe weather this evening. Severe storms are forecast for Metro Denver all the way up to Wyoming and the Nebraska border and as far east as Sterling. National Weather Service meteorologist Paul Schlatter says hail is also possible for the area.
As they move east and you'll get into much more moist and unstable air, they'll become pretty quickly severe. So up to baseball-sized hail is possible with the strongest storms.
And there's currently a ground stop at Denver International Airport until 6:15 for any inbound flights. Real estate isn't known for being green, but Denverite's Kyle Harris reports the developer Urban Villages is trying to change that with a new downtown hotel.
The developer boasts that this will be the first hotel nationwide to sequester more carbon than the project produces. How? By planting more than 70,000 trees. This will also be Denver's first hotel not to include parking. Built on the site of Colorado's first gas station and inspired by aspen trees, the populous hotel will have 265 rooms, rooftop dining, and street-level retail. The idea is to create community for locals and tourists alike. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Denver has tabled a proposed $40 million contract with a security firm for future migrant arrival response needs. Mayor Michael Hancock announced today that he would no longer submit a plan to hire a for-profit Canadian company called Garterworld. The proposed contract with Garterworld raised questions from city council members and opposition from immigrant advocates. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.